This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
During a recent birthday party for a close friend of mine, one of the guests started breastfeeding her baby in front of the other guests. The party was held at my friend's house, and the majority of the guests were in the living room when the mom, who was situated in the middle of the room, started feeding her baby. The woman didn't use a nursing cover or cloth, and as a result, most of the guests in the room saw her breast when she took it out. Some in the group felt like it was inappropriate behavior for her to breastfeed without a cover. Others mentioned that a mother shouldn't be shamed into using a cover, as oftentimes the babies don't like it, and suggested the process is easier without one. As a young woman who plans to have children one day, I would love to know, what is the appropriate etiquette for breastfeeding during a party? Best, Jennifer.
This is a really sensitive topic, and so please, I hope you can have an open mind with our response and just follow us as to how we got there. Number one, I really want to recognize that breastfeeding is incredibly natural and a wonderful and immensely bonding part of raising a baby. It is nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about at all. I want to recognize the other side, and that's that not everyone is at a stage in their life where breastfeeding is an everyday occurrence for them. Or some moms who aren't able to breastfeed might be really sensitive to seeing something that they themselves aren't able to do. I've actually had some people write in about that and say it's really frustrating and they don't know how to bring it up without exposing their own emotions. But when it's not an everyday occurrence for you, it can make some people, both men and women, uncomfortable. So the goals are for mom and baby to have a comfortable, clean, and quiet space to breastfeed. And the other goal is to take into account other people's comfort levels. Since it's best for both mom and baby to have that relaxed, calm feeding, we suggest that you find a quiet, private place and that that's really the preferable thing to do. While it's great to open people up to the idea that breastfeeding is natural, nothing to be ashamed about, even to show proudly that you are not ashamed of this, you might even be very proud of this, it's important to respect the fact that other people might not be ready to go there with you. By taking your breast out, as you're situated, as this woman was, in the middle of the room at a party, it does automatically put it on those people who may be uncomfortable with it. And I'm not sure that that's really a fair thing to do to them. We talk about moms who go to restaurants where we say, you know, try and ask for a booth seat or a seat somewhere that's just not in the very middle of the room. We don't say that you have to go to the restroom to feed your baby. We don't say you have to go out to the car. But we do say you want to try to find a place where you can be discreet about it. And again, it's not because you should feel ashamed. It's not because breastfeeding is wrong, but it does make some people uncomfortable. And you just don't know what those comfort levels are.
You know, I like the approach. You're talking about a guest. It's not the home of the person. There's not a particular rule or standard established in the home. Everybody's a guest here. So talking to a host about finding a quiet place, maybe a more discreet place, seems like a reasonable option to suggest to me.
It's true that some babies do have a hard time feeding when there's a cloth covering them or a shawl or something like that. And so asking for that other space or trying to find a little bit of privacy does allow for that feeding to go as smoothly as possible. If your baby's a baby that doesn't have a problem being covered, that might even be comforted by that, it's perfectly okay to then cover your baby and do the breastfeeding because then you aren't in a position of having the exposed breast. So, Jennifer, we hope that that answers your question. Our suggestion is to cover up when possible. If that's not something that works well for the baby, then it's best to find a place that's more private and quiet where you can breastfeed discreetly.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.